across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Disgusted with the French as usual. They upset everybody. Quite frankly, they ought to use a guillotine with that photographer and then he'd be topless.
Well, calling to have someone's head chopped off is a little bit harsh, Dennis.
No, it's not. No, because that's where it started, in his stupid brain.
Yes.
Part of the body, yes.
But if she... Listen, Dennis, if she's in a position of responsibility and authority of some kind, surely she should have been sensible enough not to take her top off.
With a thing like the sort of cameras they've got these days, with high-position lenses, she could be topless a mile away, completely, you know, away from anybody, and you get one of these slimy people sliming in and taking... Quite frankly, I'm disgusted. Don't get me wrong, I like young ladies topless, but at my age, it's a bit late. But nevertheless, I think they ought to be... These sort of people, they're trying to do a good job. So don't go out anymore. That's what it means. Don't go and visit these places.
Be honest, Dennis. Tomorrow, you're going to pop down to the library. You're going to book a little session on the computer.
I don't need to. I've got my own computer.
Okay. You're going to Google those pictures, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I am not.
You're not curious to have a look at those pictures of Kate Middleton topless?
She's a nice-looking young lady. You can see her fully clothed. You don't need to be topless to see that she's a nice girl.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned... They're absolute scum, these people. SAS ought to go in there and teach them a few lessons.
Sorry, what?
Now, send the SAS in there and teach them a few lessons.
We had a text from Chris saying the same thing. I think they should send the SAS in to kidnap the people behind the article.
That's right.
You'd do that, would you?
Yes, I would, and then strip them naked.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.